B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
But he is currently on pace for 32 home runs and 112 RBIs. Now, 32 home runs at one point. Remember, Matt Klentak was on with Mike, and Matt was like, oh, he's still on pace for over 30 home runs. And Mike's like, no, he's not. He's on pace for like 25. And at the time, it was just 25 home runs.
But
things
now it's
changed because he gets in a little bit of a hot streak. He has 6 home runs over his last 11 games. So he is hot right now, Bryce Harper. Are you happy with what Bryce Harper's done this year?
If I look at just the numbers, I go, yeah, from a number standpoint, okay. But it's the runners in scoring position of late, minus the last 11 games.
Last couple of games, yeah. He's been red hot.
But prior to that, is the big situations where they just kept leaving, him and Hoskins and Real Muto just leaving way too many runners stranded. In
yeah, like he was 0 for 11 at one point. Hoskins was 0 for 12 at one point. But
I
right
think they
now,
were 3-33.
Yeah.
3-for-33 and with runners in scoring position.
So Harper right now has 24 home runs, 83 RBIs, and as I said, he's on pace for 32-112. Over his 7 seasons with the Nationals, he averaged 26 home runs and averaged 74 RBIs. Now you have to take into account he was a rookie at one point. And he was a puppy when he was playing.
Year. Yeah.
But he averaged over those 7 years 26-74. He's on pace to hit 6 more home runs than his average total and 38 more RBIs than his average total.
Well, what I would tell you is that they paid him a contract that is more than 26-74.
Yes.
They paid him a contract that's 34-38 and 120 RBIs.
So would you take 32-112?
In his first year, I'm okay with it. I get it. There's going to be a little bit of adjustment. I get it.
So. I just think, I get it, he's playing below what a lot of people expected, but he's not having a terrible year.
No.
He hasn't carried the team yet. This is now his time. And I know Tyrone is with Mike, has been saying that over and over again. I need him to carry the team at some point because that's why you're paying him that kind of money.
You got to put him on their back. He's got to put him on their back.
This could be that point where he starts to carry him. He got hot against the Giants. They only won one game out of that 4-game series, but they've now won 2 straight against the Cubs. Maybe this is the point where you start seeing the Bryce Harper second half of the season numbers start skyrocketing.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did last year in the first half with Washington. He was batting like .219.
Yeah.
And then, boom, when it all is said and done, he ended up with decent numbers. But you need to be consistent, too. A player of his stature needs to be consistent. And the other thing, Andrew, I'd like him to be a little bit more of a leader.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
The guy, the voice of the clubhouse.
Yeah, like he's the face of the team. He needs to take on that role. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat. Hopefully you left your messages at 610-771-9751. And we go through them. We find the best of the best, and this is where we feature them. What do we got today?
Charlie. That's all I can say. I don't believe it was Charlie Manuel, but I think just his presence made those hitters relax. They look like they just wanted to go up there and perform. And this is what we need.
Well, maybe they did. Maybe the players on this team needed the sacrificial lamb to release the pressure valve. You know that thing like on top of a pressure cooker or like an Instapot?
Mm-hmm.
And you just go, you pull it, it goes.
Yep.
Maybe that's John Mailey.
See, that's why I'm excited. You're not.
All the pressure's off. Maybe it is. It might be. I'm not. It's not that I'm not excited. I'm just not changing the expectation based on one baseball game. One baseball game, and I'm supposed to go, that's it. They figured it out. They've cracked the code.
Charlie cracked the code, man. Now, full disclosure, I did not listen to the messages because, again, I'm in the big chair today.
Yeah.
I told you there'd be a Charlie chant.
Well, and you got one right out of the gate. Good job.
I think, once again, we're overreacting. You remember when we got the band you played in and we won, what, 4 or 5 games in a row against the Mets? And we had this huge reaction of, oh, it's the bamboo. And then what happened? We went back to reality. So let's give it, I don't know, 20 games of the team being more than above 500, and then let's react. Let's not react after two games.
Thank you. You
have some fun in your life.
I had fun. I told you last night was fun. And Harper hit two. JT hit a grand slam. Everything about it was fun. The Charlie chants and the feel-good vibe that was going on down there. All of it fun. But not a reason to change your expectations.
You know what? You and the caller, go hang out and sit in silence somewhere. I'm going to go to the
I'm
bar.
I'm not sitting in silence. I'm
going to go to the bar and
fist.
Hang out with the people tonight.
Well, no, you're going to be at the ballpark
tonight. That's right,
I'm
going to the ballpark.
You'll be at the game tonight. And
hanging out with more Phillies fans.
It'll be exciting. And I bet you a lot of people will agree with you. Like, hey, man, let's get pumped up. Let's change our expectations based on one baseball game. One game. If you did that, you'd be like so bipolar because every time you get smashed and lose, you're changing them like the sky is falling. And then you have one game where you win 9-1 or something and you're going back to the World Series.
I'll be tailgating tonight at 5 o'clock and drinking throughout the game. And then come 10 o'clock, I'll either be in a fantastic mood or you're right. I'll be losing my mind.
Well, we'll see. I hope they win. I'm going to get a number on the game tonight. So Phillies going
by the way, while you look that up.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins, we have an update.
Uh-huh.
Torn ACL.
He's done.
I feel terrible for this man.
By the way, the Cubs are a huge play tonight. The Cubs are -143 tonight.
Is that right?
Yu Darvish versus Drew Smiley. But if you believe in Charlie and the magic, you got to go with it.
Right tonight.
I might hit the FanDuel Sports app here and put a little wager down.
Darvish hasn't been all that good this year. He's 4-6 in 24 starts.
Yeah, he's pitching against Cliff Lee. Drew Smiley.
He's also been bad on the road this year, Darvish has. Whatever. He's 2-3 on the road this year. The ERA over 4.
Yeah, the Cubby's a big choice tonight, all according to Vegas.
Talk about a contrast, good versus evil. I look to the right in the dugout. I see good old gum-chewing, bobble-headed Uncle Charlie imparting goodness and wisdom to his hitters and their Louisville sluggers. Then I look to the steps. I see that smug, sunglass-wearing, stopwatch-pretending, thumb-in-the-pocket, presenting evil J.O. Gabelicious.
It is funny. They are so polar opposite in just about every aspect of their baseball life. From philosophy to just the way they present beautifully. Like, could you hear Charlie? I'd love to take the transcript of a Gabe Kapler press conference and have Charlie recite it.
Backwards, too.
And conversely, I'd love to hear Gabe do a Charlie Manuel press conference and recite it.
It's hitting season.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's hitting season, boys. Hey. You know what I mean? Stay with me, son.
We have a tweet from Tony Baloney.
Oh, yeah?
Are you the okay guy today about the Phillies?
I'm not being an okay guy. I'm being rational.
You're okay,
the okay guy goes up and down like a pogo stick.
You're okay guy-ish.
They win.
Okay.
The okay guys go, if they win like that last night, they go, we're going to the World Series. Okay. And then when the next day when they lose, like 6-1, we stink. I'm done. Okay. That's why. That's the okay guy.
So you're going to be the worst person then. You're going to be the I told you so guy if they lose.
No.
Today.
I'm not an I told you so. After I got my hand burned putting it on the oven, in the oven for Doug Peterson, I don't go with the I told you so because I was dead ass wrong about Doug.
I appreciate you admitting it.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not going to go overboard and overreacting to one baseball game and make assumptions based on one game. I've matured.
Listen, man, Charlie Manuel steps in. Aaron Nola has an RBI single yesterday. Yeah, everybody gets a hit. Everybody hits. Woo!
Yeah, I saw Jason Stark's tweet that for the first time this year, everybody that started the game for the Phillies got a hit. That hasn't happened all season. Even Aaron Nola.
Gabe was even able to get his boy, Sean Rodriguez, in the game yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
Oh, hi.
I've returned from my expedition in the Southwest Pacific's lava rock known as Hawaii. It was hot, but I did get laid 15 times. It was a lot of flowers. The Phillies offense last night reminded me of a catchy 80s tune. Charles in charge of our hitting and our lineup. I always loved Scott Baio. Oh, my.
Ooh, Scott Baio, yes.
He was great initially in what's the show? Fonzie with Happy Days.
Yes.
When he was married to Joni. I always found Joni's perm a little off-putting.
When, do you think Gabe...
No.
No, I'm trying to think. Gabe was obviously happy with this team winning, but do you think when he was driving home, he was like, ah, damn it.
We had to score 11 runs. This Charlie Manuel comes in and we score 11 runs. Yeah, I think he was probably... If you're being honest, like in a moment of weakness, he's like, seriously. Like, I don't have enough crap to deal with these Philadelphia fans thinking that I'm a boob. They bring in Charlie and just his presence. Now we score 11 runs.
Yes.
He's like... Yeah, I guarantee he's human. You have to think that. He's had to think something like that.
The other thing, did you ever see Dodgeball, the movie?
No. Is that Will Ferrell?
Yes. No.
Yeah, I'm not a Will Ferrell.
No, Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller.
Okay, yeah.
So Ben Stiller was this trainer and in the movie Dodgeball. I can't believe I'm explaining this to you. You have to see the movie Dodgeball.
I know what Dodgeball is.
They lose the tournament. Globo Gym, Ben Stiller's team, and then he becomes really big again, and he blames it on Chuck Norris because there was a point where Chuck Norris decided whether they should play or not. So he's all fat, and he turns off the TV, says, bleep you, Chuck Norris. So I put out that GIF yesterday, but if you're John Maley, do you put yourself through watching that game yesterday?
No, absolutely not. You unplug completely. You don't watch any...
You don't think he even checked in and go, oh, watch, I'm going to watch this team suck tonight. And then they start putting up runs, and he goes, damn it, and he turns off the TV and walks away.
Well, he probably, if that's the case, he smashed the TV.
Yes.
With a Louisville slugger and a nice launch angle.
Who are you, Anthony? You haven't seen Dodgeball?
Nah, I'm not.
Dude, I watched it 2 nights ago.
I like Vince Vaughn. I'm not a Ben Stiller fan.
How do you not like Ben Stiller?
He annoys me.
How?
I don't know, he just annoys me.
The Heavyweights, the movie with all the kids? You don't remember that movie?
Didn't see it.
Oh, come on, man. I'm disappointed in you.
What's next?
I think everybody's missing the point. Why the Phillies won the game last night. It was great to have Charlie in the house. It was great to see the bats go crazy. But I forgot who pitched last night. Aaron Nola pitched last night. You know, the tomato can's taking the mound tonight. Let's see how they do tonight. 10-4?
See, I'm coming to find out here on the Bring the Heat line, Andrew, that I got a lot more support than I thought. A lot more. Like, I got a lot of tweets earlier, people shredding me. Because I wasn't here with my Eagle pom-poms and foam finger on.
Because you came off as an okay guy when you were saying it.
No.
Yes.
No. Take that back. That's not true.
But, all right, so we did run the Twitter poll.
I explained the situation. Why I'm not poo-pooing the game last night. It was exciting. But I'm not changing my expectation for this team based on one game where they scored 11 runs. And also, if you're being practical, look at their upcoming schedule. All right? And I'm not talking about the opponents.
Well,
I don't care if they...
It's not that tough.
I'm not talking about... Did you just not hear what I said?
No, I ignored you. My friend Paul just texted me saying, Dodgeball's a great movie. Number one all time.
It has nothing to do with their opponents. It has everything to do with who is going to be pitching. And tonight, with the Cubs as a huge road favorite tonight, 143. Darvish versus Smiley. Then tomorrow, to kick off that San Diego series at Citizens Bank Park, the weekend series, Velasquez. Then Eflin. And then Vargas.
It's going to be like that every 5 days.
Before you get to Nola. And then again, Smiley, Velasquez, Eflin, and Vargas. So if last night fixed it, I didn't see it fixed. Because I know that tonight, Drew Smiley, Cliff Lee's taking the mound.
Well, they got the...
So I'm a little cynical.
They got Jimmy Rollins 2.0 in the leadoff spot now.
Oh, okay.
McGreece.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I can't take
it. You want to hear the Twitter poll?
Hold on. Let me just tell you that Bring the Heat, as always, Andrew.
Oh, yes.
It's always brought to you by our friends at American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. You know, the air conditioning is getting to work out this summer. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Well, visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. All right, what do you got on the poll?
So you got ripped on Twitter, but people are agreeing with you.
Okay.
The question that was
a vocal minority on Twitter.
Yeah. Did Charlie Manuel and the Phillies 11 runs last night once again raise your expectations for the remainder of the season? 31% did say yes, but 48% said not getting too excited, and then 20% said not at all. Because I'm guessing the not at all are the people like are kind of agreeing with you that this pitching staff is so bad that they're going to have to score 11 runs every single night to win, and that's not really possible.
Mm-hmm.
But the 40, are you more of a not getting too excited, or are you more of a not at all guy?
I'm just reserved. Like, I'm excited about last night's game on an individual basis.
Okay.
It was an enjoyable experience to watch.
So you wouldn't even vote on this poll?
No, I would just say, my answer would be, I'm just holding off for now. I'm not changing anything. Nothing has changed in my biorhythm. You know, my heart rate's not accelerated as an individual game. It was an enjoyable game, but that's it. That's it. Nothing more than that. Vinlo tweets in and says, dude, you're kind of belittling Charlie. He doesn't just say C-ball, hit ball. He actually gets very in-depth into hitting and swings. He may sound like a bumpkin, but he's very intelligent towards hitting. And, dude, we've talked about it 1,000 times. I love Charlie. I know. He is very technical. He tells stories about Ted Williams and, you know, growing up playing and watching Ted Williams and that whole thing. I get that. Jeez, what is wrong with people today?
Because
I'm not telling them what they want to hear.
You're being the wet blanket today,
okay,
man.
If I'm supposed to come in with the cheerleading pom poms on and the foam finger and the big beastly hand with the beer holder in it, then I'll do that.
Jason Worth had at the World Series.
Come on.
And they're going to have to wear it again, so they're going to the World Series this year, Jason.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just kidding. They're losing in the wild card game.
It is insane. It's just, it's crazy that people just, like Dan tweets and he goes, I don't know, however you feel about the Phillies. Why the hell is everyone bashing you? It's just an opinion. You've been called a douchebag, crumb bum, ass, thick-headed, and many more. It's getting personal. Because I'm not changing my expectations based on last night's game? Like, is that outlandish? Is that a hot take?
No. It's not a hot take. Oh, you know what? I'm going to start a United Nations of Phillies fans page.
You sure?
You're not invited. And that one guy.
I'm no admin.
What's that one guy?
John Allison. He's invited?
John's invited.
Good for you. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Let's go to Rick in Weatherly is on the Fanatic. Hey, Ricky.
Oh, hey, Jason. How are you doing, man?
I'm a little miserable today, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you sound like it. But
I just don't understand why like I'm being demonized because I haven't changed my expectation because Charlie came in and sprinkled some magic dust all over the clubhouse yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Phillies. I'm 4-for-4, diehard, whatever. Like, I'm there. But,
yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe that either, though, that you're 4-for-4 diehard.
What do you mean? I grew up and was raised in Mount Young.
Okay. So you like all four teams equally?
Nah, my last team's the Sixers.
Really?
Yeah, first would be the Birds. Second, Phillies, and then the Flyers.
Huh. And then the Sixers last, even with Embiid and Simmons and all those, Al Horford and, wow.
I don't really have a thing for basketball.
Okay, I get it.
But I have three things I want to say. Andrew, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Jason, you're definitely a stand-up guy with that wackadoo that I called the other day.
Appreciate it.
Because I wouldn't know what to do, but in your position, line of work, you get to take that, and it's understandable. And then with the whole Charlie thing, I don't know. I see them making the playoffs. I think they could do it. But
So, are you changing your expectation based on what happened last night, Rick, and because of Charlie?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, see, I'm not doing that. And you're not alone, Rick. There's other people that are. I think Andrew is, although he's not coming right out and saying it. He's optimistic and he's giddy. And I get why he is. He does the baseball show. He wants it to be good. And sometimes you're going to will it that way. I get it. Believe me. I'm just not doing that based off one baseball game. I think that's a little bit too reactive.
And the only reason I'm doing that is because he's a hitting coach. And everybody on that lineup's a hitter.
Well, and we'll see about that. Again, it was one game. They were all hitters a week and a half ago when they scored 12 runs. They were all hitters when they scored 10, and then they came back the next day and scored one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
true.
Being a hitter comes and goes really fast. If they can show some sort of sustainability, then I'll start to develop an opinion that, okay, things are different now. But the other part of it, Rick, that I don't think you're considering is the pitching staff. Did that change yesterday with Charlie?
No, it didn't.
And how important is positioning and pitching in baseball?
It's the most important thing in the game.
There you go. Okay.
And I just have to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Your beard does not ruin society.
Well, it is offensive, but I don't know that it ruins society. Oh, let's go to the legend, Marion Mayfair. What's going on, Mar?
How you doing, buddy? I'm going to say one thing.
Uh-oh.
I'm all for you. but that's not my main point. I agree with what you just said.
Take all the time you need, Mark.
Charlie, one game doesn't make... You need a bigger sample size.
Especially in baseball, Mark.
What?
Especially in baseball.
Exactly. And when Charlie talked about Ted Williams, he talked about when baseball was baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you know, the three major sports back then when he mentioned Ted Williams, the most three most popular sports.
Were baseball, baseball, and baseball.
No, baseball, horse racing, and boxing.
Ah, okay. Yeah, time going by, man.
The University of Pennsylvania outdrew the Eagles. They played Southern Cal. There was no Ivy League.
Yep.
But to make my point, I used to like when you had a guest on, and I'm sure you remember it, Jason. Andrew, you might not remember, and sometimes the guests took phone calls. They don't do that today. I know radio changes and things change. My big argument, and I know he made the Hall of Fame, and who I would love to talk to is Jason Stark. To me, he doesn't have any credibility.
Why doesn't Jason have credibility?
I'm going to tell you, and I hope he's listening because I'll stand by this and debate him on this. He wrote a book once back in the day called All Overrated, All Underrated in Baseball. And you know who he had all overrated?
No.
Sandy Koufax.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Jason had numbers to support his argument.
There's no numbers. There's no numbers.
Well, what was his reasoning behind
that? His only reasoning probably was because he only pitched for 10 years, and he had an arthritic elbow, which ironically, today, they could have done it with that arthroscopic surgery. Just to show you, in the 100-year team, they voted the 100-year team, all the sports writers from across America, USA Today, when baseball celebrated their 100th anniversary. I'm sure they're going to do it for football. The right-handed pitcher was Walter Johnson. Do you know who the left-handed pitcher was?
Sandy
on that
Koufax. Randy Wolf.
Sandy Koufax. That's it. Andrew, please. Behave. Kids should be seen and not heard.
Yeah, he's putting you in your chair, brother. You're at the kids' table. Hey, Mer, I appreciate it. We'll see if what this, you know, the addition of Charlie as the hitting coach bears long term.
What's gonna haunt the Phillies?
The pitching staff.
Exactly. Not picking up a pitcher.
Yep, and that's on the general manager.
And that is definitely on the general manager.
Yep.
Not picking up. I know they're two games behind. I know there's people are in front of them. But when they got to throw out a Smiley and then the pitchers that you mess with and Eflin, and they thought these young kids were going to mature. Well, they don't mature.
No. Well, some of them do, but not for the Phillies.
Not for the Phillies.
Yeah, they haven't been a team, thanks, Mayor, that develops pitching. It's very rare that you saw two of them last night.
Also not criticized.
You saw two of the guys that they've actually drafted and developed last night, and Cole Hamels and Aaron Nola. But the list is very short. But that being said, look, if they go on a tear over the next couple of weeks and this is sustainable and they look like a different team going forward and there's a decent sample size, then okay. Brendan C. Murphy tweets in. He says, I'm with you, Jason. Until they win 12 of 14 and are actually playing like they're in the hunt, I'm taking it game by game. That's well said. The game by game thing is what I really agree with. I'm taking it game by game right now, too. Last night was exciting. It was. But tonight, they got another opportunity. And then they'll have a weekend series against the Padres is another opportunity. Until they can put it together consistently, then I will change my expectations.
Yeah.
Until then, I'm not changing because of that pitching staff.
And speaking of putting games, some wins, stringing them together, I was going to do how many times they've won three games in a row this year. Only 8 times they've reached at least 3 wins in a row.
Okay.
All season long, which is not a good number. It needs to be more than that, especially with all these expectations. And the worst part is their longest winning streak is 4. So it's not like they reached 3 wins and then won 6 more to have a 9-game winning streak.
Yeah.
No, their longest winning streak this year is 4.
Mm-hmm. That's not that impressive.
I have a story to get to you.
You do?
Right here. I brought up dodgeball.
Yeah.
And it pops up randomly on Twitter. It's just a coincidence. Unless Twitter's now listening like Facebook.
I'm sure it is.
A new study in Canada describes dodgeball as legalized bullying and recommends that students should not be forced to play it.
Oh, please.
Your thoughts.
Now we have maintenance covers, no dodgeball. I mean, I don't know what's next. I don't. There's so many other big problems wrong with society that I'm not going to worry about an anti-dodgeball movement.
And I got a great tweet from Paul Arch.
Yeah, what's he say?
When one of Jason's kids come home and says, "Dad, I got an A on my test," he says, "Wait till the next test."
Well, tell me when the marking period's over. Okay, you got an A. Great.
Oh, you don't give him a high five for getting
the A? Yeah, give him
the
high. Like I said, I was excited about last night. I gave the high five. Good job, guys. Way to go, boys. And then when the next test comes in, if you get a 28%, nothing changed.
Your poor kid's going to get a B+, and you're going to say, "You took a step back."
No.
Phils are going to score 6 runs tonight instead of 11. You're going to see?
No.
Charlie didn't do anything.
No, that's not true. If they go out tonight and they score 2 runs and have 3 hits, then I'm going, see.
What if they win?
Well, if they win, good. They won. But it's not like everything's fixed. What, did Smiley go out there and give me 8 1/3? 2-hit ball?
That's a great tweet from Paul.
Yeah, that's a stupid tweet from Paul. 610-632-0975. Midday show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? Andrew Salchunas here from my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. If you haven't heard, I recently got engaged. We're nearing the 1-year anniversary. That'll be on Fan Fest Day, August 24th. So I recently got engaged, and I give all of the credit to the team at Family & Company Jewelers. I'm sure there's a lot of guys like me who don't really know what they're looking for when they go ring shopping, but with Family & Company Jewelers, things couldn't have been easier. All I did was show them a picture of what she was looking for, and in minutes, they had 5 different rings in front of me. And once we got down to the ring, they even helped to pick a wedding band to go along with it. Taking that next step in a relationship, it's a stressful time. Trust me, I just went through it. Don't make it harder for yourself by going to a jeweler who won't give you the attention you need. Visit their store on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Ask for Angelo and tell him Andrew from the Fanatic sent you. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Or visit injurylawyer.com. Boy, Tyrone is all in a tizzy, too.
Good.
He's getting tattoos of Roman Quinn. Charlie's got to be the president of Team Tyrone.
Well, I was wondering who ordered the Drew Smiley jersey. I'm guessing it's Tyrone's.
What do you mean? He ordered one? Was there one delivered here or something? Are they making those?
That's a good question. No, I think that would have to be special order, the Drew Smiley jersey.
I didn't know Tyrone was an insta-reactor, especially when it comes to baseball. Oh, that's man. The sport where you can't insta-react. Collegeville Nick tweets in and goes, "At Jason Mert, you are being overly criticized on your point of view, but that still was an exceptional tweet by Paul."
That was a great tweet by Paul.
Boy.
And there's a Twitter poll about you now.
Is it? What is it?
From Tony. Is Jason Mert acting like the okay guy about the Phillies? 68% say yes.
Because I don't get
I think
it.
You are the okay guy.
I don't
okay.
get it.
You do his voice pretty well.
I just, look. It's,
maybe it's you.
One baseball game.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm just coming here with my honest point of view on this. And while last night was exciting and it was fun and it was a really fun, it was kind of a throwback game to watch. Back to like the Charlie days with Ryan Howard and Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins and that whole group and, you know, knocking the ball around.
Yeah,
hitting it
Greg
out.
Dobbs, Eric Bruntlett.
Yeah, even those guys. Jason Worth, Victorino, all of that. But I'm not going to sit here and change my expectations when they're going to throw out this slop of a pitching staff based on one game. I am stunned at how many people are like pseudo-offended by my stance on this.
I mean, I'm not offended. I'm having fun.
If
like,
Charlie wasn't
fun.
Involved and they went out last night, and if they just fired the hitting coach and hired Tom Bodette from Motel 6, right? Whoever.
Why did that come
to you? Just some random name, some guy that we really don't know, a baseball guy. And they went out and did that last night. Nobody would be going crazy. But because
I don't know.
It's
he
Charlie.
He left the light on for you.
Yes. But because it's Charlie, and we hearken back to the era where they won the World Series from, you know, the 07 to 11 run.
Where they were one of the best offensive teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but still, just because of his presence, they want to join the two together. And it just seems awfully short-sighted to me, very quick to jump. That this is why we get hurt so often, because we jump too soon. We don't put, dip our foot in the pool and then wonder why it's freezing cold when we get in sometimes.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of people had high expectations for this team, especially with the lineup. Everybody knew the pitching wasn't going to be good coming into this season.
Except Matt Klentak, Andy McPhail, and Gabe Kapler.
Yeah, and that's the shame of it because those are the guys that were leading the ship. But everybody knew that the pitching would hold them back a little bit, but everybody was excited for the lineup. The lineup has not been good this season. They have played below expectations.
Mm.
Last night, and it just so happens to be the night that Charlie Manuel's on the dugout for the first time.
Mm.
All some people are excited. Let them have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to do it again tonight. If they don't do it tonight,
boy, if they go out,
they're miserable tomorrow.
If they score double-digit runs tonight, there's going to be...
You might want to take off.
There's going to be chairs on Broad Street. People saving their spot for the parade.
You're going to have to take off tomorrow.
No, I'm not taking off. Actually, maybe I will take off.
I'm trying to find the poll that we ran before the season started on which lineup would be better, the 08 or 19.
But that's just like the Eagles conversation, though. That's on paper. That right. was on paper, just like the Eagles. Like when we say, hey, the Eagles have a better offense this year than any other offense in the history of the franchise. Again, that's on paper. We don't know if that's going to be the case until they go on the field to play and either prove it or disprove it. We don't know yet. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Let's go to Boston, talk to Andrew on the Fanatic. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me okay?
Got you good, man.
Cool. First thing, before I say anything, Heavyweights and Dodgeball are great movies. Jason, you got to get a chance. My first question is on the Phillies, and I'm talking third base here. If the goal next year is to bring up Boehm to have him play third base, right, that means we're probably going to get rid of Franco. And you know Sean Rodriguez is not going to be an answer. So my question is, if we're planning to trade Franco, why is he not in the major leagues? So that he can be up there, maybe hit a couple more home runs, and maybe be a somewhat valuable piece that you can use as opposed to nothing in AAA.
Well, look, to me, I would have him up here right now because he's a guy that can at least get hot, and he's fine in the field. So devaluing him at AAA doesn't make much sense to me.
And here's the other thing. He's arbitration eligible at the end of the season. Are they going to really work out a contract through that and then try to trade him? I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I think his time in Philadelphia
is done.
It's
just over, yeah. I think they misplayed a little, Andrew, too, because they didn't trade him at the deadline, at least try and get something. And then they sent him down to AAA right after.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the best hitter in the world, but he can hit the fastball. So, yep. I mean...
And you know how it is, too, Andrew. Other teams look at guys that have a skill set, and they go, well, let me just get my hands on them. I'll fix them.
Yeah, exactly. And he can play a pretty decent third base, so I don't understand that.
Me neither.
My second question on the Phillies is, I'm a little frustrated that I've allowed myself to get a little too excited after watching the game yesterday. I know it's not real because BAP is so bad when it comes to pitching. Do you think they're going to make the right moves next year in their starting rotation to actually win some games and be in the hunt for the division next year? Because right now we only have one guy in the starting rotation that you can count on. You can't count on anybody else. I think you got to sign more than a couple guys. I'm just wondering, do you think we're going to do that? Because I think we need another, top pitcher and then a couple, decent maybe back end rotation guys.
Yeah, no question. And you got to figure out what you're going to do with Vargas too at 36, 37 years old. To me, here's the problem. Like, I'd love to have blind faith and just say John Middleton's checkbook will fix everything, but there's not a lot of guys that are available via free agency. Good starting pitchers, number one. Number two, okay, let's go into the trade market. What do we have to trade? The Phillies don't have a lot to trade because they don't have stocked cupboards in their farm system that they're willing to give up those guys to acquire arms. So that's the crime in not having the cupboard stock from a prospect standpoint isn't necessarily that these guys are available to come up and help your everyday roster in your lineup. It's that you don't have their equity to make a trade to get something you do need, like starting pitching. Those players are there for two reasons, to draft and develop. So if there's a hole in your lineup, they can come up and fill that hole or develop a pitcher that can come in, or maybe even more importantly, that when you get to winter meetings and trade season in baseball and the trade deadline, that you have equity that other teams want to trade for a pitcher that you want and have control of beyond a year. And they don't have that.
They
and thirdly, I don't have the faith in the general manager that he's going to go out and make the right decisions in that regard, as currently constructed.
I think they now finally know that the starting pitching is not good enough. So I think they are going to be aggressive this offseason to try to find better solutions. Starting pitchers. Yes. Yeah. Last offseason, not that it should have gone this way, they were so focused on the Bryce Harper thing, and they ended up landing the big piece that they wanted.
Mm.
And maybe they should have been a little more focused on the other areas, like starting pitching as well. But their biggest focus this past offseason was bringing in a couple of nice players like a McCutcheon, like a Segura via the trade. But the big piece was getting Bryce Harper, and they did get that.
Yep.
Now this offseason, it's one focus. So I think that does actually kind of help them a little bit, that they don't have to look at other positions to work on. Mm-hmm.
But being aggressive is one thing, and you can't just go out and write a check for pitchers that aren't available via free agency. There's only a limited number of guys that are worth even pursuing in the free agent market from a pitching standpoint, a starting pitching standpoint, and getting into this overpay mode. They're just not available. Most of the good pitchers in baseball are locked up.
Yeah.
It's Bumgarner.
But you can make trades. I know they didn't want to give up their prospects midseason. I want to actually look back historically to see when players are more expensive when it comes to making a trade. I'm going to guess it's the deadline, because that's more of a desperation move, because especially this year, because it was a hard deadline.
But they're not that expensive, because you can just, teams are looking to cut because they know they're out of it if they're sellers at the deadline.
Yeah, but I wonder if going into, like, in the month of January, February, if you can make a trade. I got to look up to see when.
You got to look at control, too.
Yeah.
How long they have control of the player, either in an existing contract or just arbitration eligible.
But I don't see why they don't want that, why they can't make a trade in February.
All right, coming up, we're going to tell the people we have a special guest coming on the show tomorrow. And
yes,
it's a big one.
Yes, we do.
He will be in studio tomorrow. And let's just say, he's an A-lister. All right? Stay tuned. We'll tell you who it is coming up. It is the Midday Show. That's Andrew Salchunas in for Anthony. Jason Martinez, we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you, the wait is over. FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Pennsylvania. So as summer continues to bring the heat, you can as well, and your bets on your favorite teams. How about this? You can bet money line, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game from anywhere in Pennsylvania. So don't sweat the summer heat. Betting Pro online or through the app, all while staying in your cool AC. Because FanDuel Sportsbook, they're offering you a risk-free bet up to $500 when you sign up with my promo code Jason. So if you lose your first bet, here's the good part. FanDuel's going to give you a refund in site credit. So if you're thinking of using your risk-free bet now, maybe take a look at the boys in pinstripes tonight going for the sweep. Don't forget, you can bet on that game risk-free and take a chance, because if you lose, you'll get a refund in site credit. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet up to $500 with promo code Jason. That's J-A-S-O-N. Risk-free bet applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free. Parks Casino, your hotspot to get lucky and have fun. $80,000 Crazy 8 sweepstakes. Earn entries from August 8th through 24th for your chance to win a share of $80,000 free slot play. Play to win Thursdays every Thursday in August. Earn 40 entries and play an exciting mystery game at your slot machine. Top prize, $1,000 free slot play. Visit the Excite Center. Squeeze, August 16th. Big Ed Todd and the Monsters, August 22nd. The Australian Pink Floyd Show, August 24th. Gypsy King, September 12th. Tickets on sale now. Visit ParksCasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You have a job to do. You need power to do it. And depending on the time of year, heating or cooling. At United Rentals Power and HVAC, we have a job to do too. That's to make your job easier with 24/7 equipment rental, including generators, air conditioners, heaters, transformers, and load banks, plus certified engineered solutions. Get the right tool right now at United Rentals Power and HVAC. Exit 17 off 295 in South Jersey. Call 856-423-7820 or visit unitedrentals.com.
The V-Lounge is back and it's better than ever. Open every Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. and powered by Sin City. Why visit? We've hired over 25 hot, new, first-time dancers. That's right. Never danced before virgin strippers. The girls next door. The V-Lounge happy hour is 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. with free admission, 2-for-1 bottles, $5 premium drinks, and dollar beers. We have the cheapest prices in all of Philly. That's how confident we are. 175 bottles all night long. Stop going to Atlantic City. Save the drive. Now open on Passyunk Avenue in Philadelphia. VLoungePhilly.com.
Summer of NASCAR on NBCSN continues.
Racing under the lights, it's Bristol, baby!
With the Bristol Night Race. 3 hours of fierce collisions, aggressive driving, and hard left turns towards chaos. Saturday at 7:30 Eastern on NBCSN.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
The Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, Andrew and for Anthony. There's an audio clue for you, Andrew. Tomorrow on this very program, how about this? At 11:25 tomorrow, is 11:25? 10:25?
Yes, 11:25.
11:25 tomorrow, in studio, John Travolta will be on the program. Star,
that's awesome.
Face Off, obviously, but Pulp Fiction, Saturday Night Fever, Grease, Welcome Back, Cotter, many great movies.
That's the second Welcome Back, Cotter reference you've made today.
Yes, maybe that's why it happened. Or Mr. Cotter, Vinny Barbarino. John Travolta will be in studio tomorrow promoting his new film, which ironically enough is called The Fanatic.
How about that?
And spelled F-A-N-A-T-I-C. It's got a new movie coming out at the end of the month. It's he's a guy that his favorite author. He's a big fan. He's like, so he's a fanatical fan type thing.
Yes, not the fanatic PH down by the ballpark.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to talking to him. He's coming in tomorrow. It's going to be great to talk to John Travolta, and he's done many great movies.
I honestly don't know what my first question will be.
Well, I mean,
think about it, like,
I'm not going to give it away. I know what the first question is.
Okay.
I mean, I can't believe that he named a movie after our radio station, which is really cool. True. For him to come, he has to come here to promote it, you would think, right? And that's exactly what he's doing.
But like Anthony said last week, hey, we may have John Travolta.
Yeah.
And I think he got the days mixed up because I think he meant last Friday.
Yeah.
When he was going to be in.
Yep.
But it's going to be this Friday. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to meet John Travolta.
Yep. So he'll be in here coming up tomorrow. So we're looking forward to talking to John Travolta on a football Friday. I hope he watches the Eagle game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get questions about it.
We're going to break it down. We're going to find out who the third tight end is.
Yeah. Yes. John Travolta's going to bring it up tomorrow. And we'll talk to him about the new movie and everything else. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I loved Face Off. Me and my brother-in-law.
Nick Cage?
Me and my brother-in-law have agreed that it is the best worst movie of all time.
Really?
Yes. Because It's not the greatest movie.
It's like a hokey premise,
yes.
But it turns out to be a good movie.
But I loved it.
Yeah. Well, to me, he was in one of the best scenes in cinema. And that was the scene in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, of course.
When Samuel L. Jackson delivers the delivers the speech. And that whole scene with they're in the guy at the guy's apartment, and the whole thing with the burger and everything else. That is a tasty burger. That whole scene is phenomenal.
$5 shake.
And yes. And that was the movie that like relaunched John Travolta's career in 1994. He comes back and he kind of disappeared for a while, and then boom, he comes back. And so we'll talk to John Travolta tomorrow about that.
I was Vincent Vega for Halloween last year.
Were you really?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it's my hair.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yes, I do.
You got to bring it in. You should get him to sign it.
My hair was long enough at the time that I slicked it back.
And you went Vincent Vega. Did you wear like the UC Santa Barbara shirt or whatever it was he was wearing?
No, I went with the suit, but I had the bolo tie on.
Okay. So like the black skinny tie.
I had the bolo tie.
Yeah. All right. You got to bring that in. You got to show him. So he'll be here tomorrow, and we're looking forward to talking to John Travolta. Big night tonight. Phillies in action tonight against the Cubs. Do they get it done? Do they get the sweep, Andrew? Captain Optimism over here.
Yeah, Cliff Lee's throwing a gem tonight.
Okay, Cliff Lee, give me his line. Is he 7 2/3, 2 runs, 5 hits?
No, you know what? He's going to go, his pitch count's going to be high. He's going to go 5 1/3 outing.
All right.
4 strikeouts, like 3 earned runs. It's not going to be a quality start, but he's going to get the job done because the bats and Charlie Manuel are going to be.
All right, so how many runs do they score?
Tonight's a 7 spot.
Seven spot tonight. Yeah. So Charlie in
the 2 games.
So
a little step back from yesterday.
But in the 2 games of Charlie actually being in the dugout, they'll have 18 runs scored.
Yeah, 7 spot.
All right, well.
And 3-0 since John Maley got whacked.
All right. Man, John Maley, won't see him no more. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. And again, we'll have John Travolta tomorrow. Eagles preseason game, we'll react to that. We'll react to the Phils tomorrow as well. So a lot to get to tomorrow on a kind of a shared football and baseball Friday. But like I said, Mike Miss coming up next. Tim McManus will join Mike today at 4:10. Training camp report on the day of the game. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. You can always visit their website. It's hand2shouldercenter.com. Hand2shouldercenter.com. Good job, Andrew. We'll crank it up tomorrow. Big night in Philadelphia sports tonight. 2 games at 7 o'clock. One team in a wild card race. The other team preparing for the season. And we'll see if we see Carson tonight. All right, have a great afternoon, everybody. We're back tomorrow right here on 97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.